with you folks. It's just hard to believe the summer's almost over. I can remember in May looking forward to this summer. We had a wedding that we went to in Dallas in July. Don't ever go to Dallas in July. Then we had a vacation with my side of the family up in New Hampshire.
然后我去, New Hampshire 去参加了我太太那边, 家庭的聚会。
And then we vacationed with Kathy's family in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, just last week.
然后上周我们又在Delaware去参加了, 另外一个家庭的聚会。
Now summer's over!
现在暑假要结束了。
So we have to, I actually enjoy the fall from September to January. I love that season of life.
我其实非常喜欢, 新英格兰地区的秋天, 从9月到1月。
So I trust your summers have gone well.
所以我相信你们的暑假都过得很好。
From 1969 to 1972, during the most vulnerable days of my adolescence, a man came into my life that pushed me to my limits.
所以在1969年到1972年, 是我青春期非常脆弱的一段时间。 其实在那么脆弱的这些年份当中，其中又有一个人 来到了我生命当中， 每天都把我推向我能承受的极限。
I met with this man 5 days a week, and he always pushed me to my limits.
我每天 一周当中5天， 每一天都会跟这个人见面， 他每一天都把我 折磨得够呛。
I would complain to this man, I can't do what you're asking me to do.
我真的很想向他抱怨， 我实在是做不了了。
I told him 3 or 4 times every day, I am so tired. I protested and said, I can't keep going on. But this man never let me quit. He challenged me to persevere. This was my swimming coach.
所以, 这个人就是当年我青春期的那个时候的游泳教练。
And he made me into the best swimmer that I could possibly be during my high school days.
在我高中的时候, 因为他让我成为了, 我能够成为的最好的游泳运动员。
Coach Richard Bleem said, if I would follow his instructions, he would bring out the best in me.
所以我的那个教练叫理查德，他说，如果我能够跟随听从他的所有的指导，我一定会成为最好的我自己的最好的那部分。The
late Tom Landry, who was the coach of the Dallas Cowboys, said the job of a coach is to make men do what they don't want to do in order to be what they've always wanted to be.
后来我有看到达拉斯牛仔这个足球队的教练叫 Tom Landry， 他曾经说过，一个教练的工作就是让人去做他们不想做的事，以至于做了之后，他们最终可以变成他们总想成为的人。The
word discipline is still found in our dictionaries.
管教， 约束纪律这个词在字典里还能找到。It
just isn't found in many of our homes and many of our lives.
但是现今在我们很多的家庭当中，在我们很多的生活当中，这个词管教已经不存在。Yet
without discipline in your spiritual life, you will never reach your full potential in Christ.
所以在我们的属灵生命当中，如果没有管教约束，那我们肯定走不到终点。So
today, we are headed to the track and field competition with the Apostle Paul or the writer of Hebrews.
所以我们今天要跟着使徒保罗一起去用田径场的这些概念来看一看。Just
to be perfectly clear, you don't get into the Christian race by your own effort.
先声明一下, 如果不是因为耶稣所成就的, 你根本就没办法开始进入这场比赛。
We enter the Christian race through the work of Jesus on the cross and the power that he has to forgive our sin and invite us into his family.
因着耶稣在, 十字架上所成就的, 我们才能够进入这个人生天路的历程, 因着他的大能, 死里复活, 能够让我们今天有机会能够走完这个天路历程。
But once we're in the race, we have the responsibility to make the right choices of the equipment that we run that race.
所以当我们也有自己的职责，就是我们在这个天路路程当中，我们必须要去听从这些管教，这些教训。
And most importantly, we need to humble ourselves to coach Jesus so that he can bring the maximum potential out in our lives.
所以最重要的是我们每个人要谦卑在这个大教练耶稣面前，让他来管教我们，来引导我们。
So we're going to look at Hebrews 12, 1 through 3 and find four disciplines that Coach Jesus wants to teach us today.
所以我们今天要一起来看一下希伯来书12章1到3节，来一起看看耶稣这个大教练给我们的四条纪律。
The first is kind of an unusual discipline, but he says, I want you to walk by the trophy case.
所以第一条纪律就是凭那摆在前面的奖杯而行。
He shows us those that have run the race before us, and he says, from their examples, from their lives, we can get great inspiration.
所以耶稣在使徒保罗在希伯来书十一章当中写了很多的见证人，所以耶稣在这里告诉我们这些见证人，让这些见证人能够鼓励今天的我们。
This great cloud of witnesses includes Moses.
这许多的见证人当中包括摩西。
Moses was a convicted felon.
摩西是一个重罪犯。
He should have been in the slammer.
他应该被屠杀。
And yet God wanted to use him in a mighty way to set the people free.
但是神还是想使用摩西来解放，来释放以色列人。
And then Moses, as he's talking with God, says, God, you got the wrong guy. I'm not your man.
但第一次当神呼召摩西的时候，摩西说，神啊，你选错人了。
Can you imagine saying that to God?
你们能想象这是个怎样的情景吗？
Moses messed up in a big way.
摩西他其实真的是搞砸了很多事情。
But he kept going.
但是他继续往前。
He didn't quit.
他没有放弃。
Even when he messed up, he said,I'm going to get back in the race.
所以他即使搞砸了很多事情，但是他还是回到了这场人生的历程。
Moses' example is there to encourage us when we mess up, get back in the race.
所以摩西就是我们一个很好的榜样，即使犯了很多错，我们还是可以回到这场征程当中。
Then there's Jacob. He's in this cloud of witnesses.
然后雅各也是这许多的见证人之一。
Jacob was the biggest liar in the whole Old Testament.
雅各大概是旧约当中最大的一个谎言，说谎言的人。
How did you know when Jacob was lying?
我们怎么知道雅各在说谎呢？
His lips were moving.
他的嘴唇在动。
He lied all the time.
他总是说谎。
But he's in the stands.
但是他在我们人生的看台当中。
And when you feel guilty and you feel shame about your own failures or your own lies, look at Jacob.
所以当你如果为你生活当中的破碎，很多搞砸的事情而羞愧，甚至觉得很羞辱的时候，想一想雅各。
He says to us, keep going, don't quit.
雅各对我们说，不要放弃。
You can make it to the finish line.
你一定可以到终点线。
And then there's Rahab.Rahab is in the trophy case.
还有喇合甚至也在这些奖杯的获奖人当中。
Rahab was a prostitute.
喇合她是一个妓女。
You think you're a sinner? She was the queen of bad girls.
你想着你是一个罪人，但是喇合大概是坏女孩当中的一个皇后。
But God saved her. God changed her, and God redeemed her life.
但是神救赎了她，拯救了她。
So even if you've messed up sexually, there is hope for you because there's hope for Rahab.
所以即使你在性上面有如果有很多的污秽，有很多的罪，你也可以因为像喇合一样被拯救。
She's in the stands and she's saying, "Keep going, don't quit, make it to the finish line."
所以耶稣站在我们人生旅程当中，在我们周遭，在这个看台上，一直在跟我们说，继续向前，不要放弃。
Can we be honest for a moment?
所以我们能不能花一个时刻来对我们自己来诚实？
We are going to all stumble and fall in the Christian race.
我们每一个人在我们这个基督徒的人生历程当中都会跌倒，都会摔倒，都会犯错。
The question is, how quickly are you going to get back up and keep going?
问题是最重要的问题是我们在这个搞砸了之后犯错之后有多久能够再次起来回到这个征程当中。
Be encouraged by the trophy case.
被这些前面的见证人所鼓励。
We can learn from their examples.
我们可以从他们当中或成功或失败的例子当中可以学习很多。
The second discipline is run the race without weights.
第二个纪律是脱去重担，奔跑前面的路程。
We are supposed to throw off everything that hinders our getting closer to Jesus.
这里经文写到，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
Everything.
每一样，各样的。
These are good things that are in our life that keep us from Jesus.
甚至我们生活当中也有一些好的事情，让我们远离耶稣。
Have you ever said to God, God, I'd love to read your word and I'd love to pray, but I'm too busy?
你有没有对神说过，主啊，我是很喜欢，我是很想要来读你的话语，很想要祷告，但是我太忙了，没有时间。
Whatever you're too busy is, that's an idol, and you need to throw it off.
如果你被一些事情所占据，甚至没有时间来与神亲近，那那些事情就是你的偶像。
There is nothing more important than for us to spend time with Jesus every day, reading His Word and in prayer.
所以每一天没有任何事情比与耶稣亲近、来读他的话语、来祷告来得更重要。
Sin causes us to stumble and fall.
罪让我们常常绊倒我们。
And a lot of times we view sin as big sins and little sins.
我们当中的罪可能有大有小。
The big sins, the ones that you can see, we need to get rid of.
这个可能有很多的罪是显而易见的，很容易被人看到的。
Anybody a car thief in here?
有没有的人在座，有没有人的车被偷过？
Stop stealing cars.
不要再偷车了。
Are there any murderers in here?
在这里有没有杀人犯？
Stop murdering people.
停止杀人。
Those are big sins.
那些是大罪。
The ones everybody sees.
这个是每个人都能看见。
But you know what? 90% of this iceberg is below the water.
但是你知道吗？这个冰山90%都在水面以下。
And that's the deadly part for ships that are traveling in the ocean.
冰山常常是很多船只沉没。
And it is the hidden sins that are the most dangerous in our life.
所以这些往往是那些隐藏的罪，不被人看见的罪，常常能够摧毁我们的生活。
I'm not sure what the greatest sin is, but it could be pride.
我不知道这个最大的这些隐藏的罪是什么，但可能是骄傲。
Self-protective love is also a great sin.
自我保护，不想受伤害，远离人也是之一。
Those will sink your life.
那些真的是将你的生命往很重的往下沉。
Your career before God is a sin.
你如果太看重你的事业是工作狂，也是在神面前也是个罪。
The love of money and financial security is a sin.
爱钱让金钱成为你的安全感，也是一个大罪。
Sexuality outside of God's prescription is a sin.
在性上有污秽。
As well as coveting and gossip and gluttony and being judgmental and critical, all of these are sins.
贪婪、暴饮暴食、嫉妒、传闲话、各种各样都有各样的罪。
Satan doesn't care if your sin is above the waterline or it's below the waterline. He just wants it to destroy your life and your race.
所以撒旦并不在乎你的罪是在像水面之上显而易见还是在水面之下，他只想摧毁你，让你没有办法去跑完这个人生的旅程。
So we need to throw this sin off.
所以我们需要把这个罪给脱去。
It's kind of interesting in the translations of the Bible we read today in your version, besetting sin.
所以这个今天我们灵会的弟兄用的这个翻译的这个罪用的是一个好像寄生虫一样的一个寄生的罪。
In the Bible, the message is called a parasitical sin.
这个罪用了定冠词，而且它其实好像寄生在我们身上，与我们共存一样。
But I like a guy named Michael Mangus. He calls it a signature sin.
但是我更喜欢一个作家 Michael， 他形容这个罪是一个标志性的罪。
There is one sin in your life that always trips you up.
每一个人生命当中可能都有这样一个标志性的罪，它总是让你绊倒。
That's your signature sin.
这就是你在你生命当中标志性的罪。
You own it, and it owns you.
你拥有它，其实是它在奴隶你。
And that's the one that we really need to work on immediately.
那个就是我们必须要花时间在这个上面花时间去战胜这个罪。
My signature sin is performing, achieving, people pleasing.
我对我来说，标志性的罪是一个成就，要去做，要去表现好，要去讨人喜悦。
Because of a father wound, I had a fight to get my identity when I was a young boy.
当我还小的时候，我常常要为我能够有自己的身份，找到自己的价值而斗争。
And I could get recognition if I came in first place in the race.
所以当我在比赛当中拿到第一名的时候，我可以好像被人看见能找到我的价值。
So I started performing.
所以我开始表现，开始做。
And that sin has stayed with me through my entire life, and I have to battle it all the time.
所以这个想要表现，想要有成就感，这个罪一直伴随着我一生。
But I've learned later in life that Jesus.Cheers for me if I strike out or if I hit a home run.
所以在我人生的后半程的时候，我越来越意识到即使在我失败的时候，在我做的不是那么好的时候，耶稣仍然是在那边为我欢呼。
He's still on the bleachers saying, "That's my son."
他仍然在那里说，这是我的儿子。
What is your signature sin?
对你来说，你的标志性的罪是什么？
Don't let it own you.
不要让被这个罪奴役。
Here's a few suggestions on how to throw off your signature sin.
我们下面有一些建议可以帮助你怎么样去战胜，去去除你这个标志性的罪。
First of all, put your name and put down your signature sin.
所以这个第一个字母是 P， 就是承认你自己有这个标志性的罪。
You've got to identify that deep thing that's in that iceberg that might be hidden from you.But it certainly is hidden from other people.
所以你需要对于这个标志性的罪有一定的认识，并且你要承认你有这个罪。
But when you identify it, unmask it to God.
当你承认有这个罪的时候，在神面前摘掉面具。
God, this is who I am. I'm a sinner.
在神面前说，主啊，我是一个，这就是我，我的本相，我是个罪人。
And this is my signature sin.
这个就是一个标志性的罪。
And I ask you to forgive me.
我求你，求耶稣来赦免我。
And by your great power, Lord, would you cleanse me of this sin?
求你用你的能力来洁净我的罪，去除我的罪。
But it's not enough just to confess. Then you have to start replacing that signature sin with a new pattern in life.
仅仅忏悔说有这样的罪还不够，我们不能停留在那儿。我们要用新的可能的方式去取代这个罪，取代这些旧的习惯生活方式。
There are certain triggers that have these signature sins go off, and you need to replace that trigger with something positive.
我们很多时候这个标志性的罪，好像有很多东西是被一些东西能够引发，好像一个多米诺排骨一样，所以我们需要找到这个源头。
You can memorize scripture.
你可以来读神的话语，来背诵神的话语。
You can decide, you know, when I.Feel temptation coming here, I'm going to call somebody.
当试探来临的时候，我可以有一个朋友可以去打电话去跟他说。
But at the moment the trigger goes off, you have to have a new replacement.
所以当这个试探，这个好像走的时候，你必须要有个新的东西把这个旧的挤出去。
And then the E would be explain to a friend your iceberg struggle.
所以这个字母 E 就是向一个可信赖的朋友说说你那根深蒂固埋在冰山水面之下的挣扎。
And this needs to be a trusted friend.
这个必须是一个你信得过的朋友。
You could sit down with that friend and say, could I share with you my signature sin and my struggle with it?
你可以跟这个朋友说，坐下来说，我可不可以跟你分享那纠缠了我很久的根深蒂固的罪。
There's this verse hidden in James that says, confess your sins one to another and you will be healed.
雅各书曾经说到彼此认罪你就会被医治。
There is power when we say, this is what I'm struggling with, let me just share it with you, and let's solve this together.
可能你没有办法想象，但是当我们愿意把我们的罪对另外一个可信的过的朋友来诉说的时候，来分享的时候，我们就开始要渐渐啊离开那个罪了。
The third discipline is train for the marathon, not the 100-meter sprint.
第三个纪律说，我们是为马拉松的人生，而非百米冲刺做训练。
Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
This is something that is true. In a 100-meter sprint, there's not a water station at 50 meters.
这在百米冲刺当中，我们不会看到有供应水的这个水站。
You never see Usain Bolt running down. Stop, stop, stop. Let's get a drink before we finish this race.
你不会在百米冲刺当中看见说我们停下来，停下来，喝点水再跑。
Well, he's trained for the 100. That's not the Christian life.
那是为百米冲刺而训练的，但是我们的基督徒人生不是像百米冲刺那么短。
The Christian life is a marathon. It's a long, long, long race.
所以基督徒的这个天路历程是好像马拉松一样，是一个很长、很长、很长的一个历程。
And there's many times in that race you're going to be tempted to say, "I quit. I'm out of here."
可能在这个人生的历程当中，好像你在马拉松当中，你可能很多次、很多次说我要放弃了，我不想再跑。
If you have never been tempted to quit, you're probably just in the first 100 meters.
如果那些时候，当你想要放弃的时候，可能你仅仅是在那一百米刚开始的地方就想放弃。
But we need to persevere.
但是我们需要存心忍耐。
The biggest problem I see with Christians today is we've been sold a lie.
所以我们今天我发现基督徒生命当中一个最大的问题就是我们相信一个谎言。
We say, come to Jesus and your life will be beautiful and real easy and it'll be comfortable.
这个谎言就是来到耶稣面前，你的生命、你的生活就会变得非常简单，毫无忧虑。
And I say, that's not what Jesus said.
这个不是耶稣所说的。
Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have troubles, you're going to have tribulations.
耶稣曾经在约翰福音当中说过，在这个世界上你们有苦难。
Life is going to get harder if you become a Christ follower.
当你成为耶稣的跟随者的，你的生活可能变得比非信徒更难。
But here's the hope.
但是这里有盼望。
Jesus said, I have overcome the world.
但是耶稣说，你们可以放心，因为我已经胜了世界。
So there will be strength and a divine enablement to make it through that difficulty that you're facing.
所以在基督里，我们有那可以战胜这些的能力。
And then notice it says here, there's a race that's marked out for us.
看到这里，经文当中说到，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
We don't get to choose the course.
我们没有办法去选择我们走哪个道。
Oh, I think I'll just run over here. I'll get a run over here.
我们没办法说，我这里走走，那里走走走。
No, no, that's Christianity today. Everybody's making up their own little course that they're running, but that's not what Jesus says.
这个可能是今天很多基督徒错误的认知，这不是耶稣所说的。
Jesus said, there is a pathway, there is a lane that I want you to run in. It's very narrow, there are very few people on it, but I want you to run in this lane.
耶稣说，走向天国的路只有一条，而且那条路是很窄。没有很多人在上面，只有很少人在上面走。
There are many times in life when we're tempted to give up.
我们生活当中被很多很多的事情、很多困难，来诱惑，想要放弃。
Jesus says, "Hang in there and finish the race I've called you to."
耶稣说，不要放弃，跑完我呼召你跑的这段路程。
John Stephen Avari was a from Tanzania, and he competed in the 1968.
这个图片上的这个人叫约翰·斯蒂夫·阿赫瓦里，他代表坦桑尼亚这个国家参加了1968年奥林匹克运动会。
The Olympic Games that were in Mexico City, and he fell like at mile 13.
这个奥林匹克运动会在当时在墨西哥这个国家的墨西哥城举办，这个人阿赫瓦里他在很早的时候就摔倒了。
His right leg was seriously damaged at that fall.
所以在马拉松开始没多久他就摔倒了，而且他的右腿其实受伤很严重。
hours after the first place winner had crossed the line, John Stephen entered into the stadium.
在第一个完成这个马拉松比赛的运动员之后的好几个小时之后，这个约翰·斯蒂芬·阿赫瓦里才完成了他的马拉松。
And he was basically limping the whole way around that last lap.
所以几乎他是一瘸一拐地走回了他那个最后一圈。
There were a few people in the crowd, and they rose and they cheered for him.
所以在看台上，那个时候很多人已经走了，看台上还剩一些很少的观众，但是那些人为他鼓掌。
But when he crossed the finish line, a reporter asked him, "Why didn't you quit? You're so badly injured. Why didn't you just give up?"
所以当他冲过这个终点线的时候，一个记者采访他说，你为什么不放弃呢？因为你完全有正当的理由，你受伤这么严重。
His words are challenging words for every Christian.
所以他的话语可能值得每一个基督徒来思考。
He said, "My country didn't send me 5,000 miles to start the race. My country sent me 5,000 miles to finish it."
他说，我的祖国把我从五千英里以外送到这里，不是为了让我开始比赛，而是要我完成比赛。
And it's the same with Jesus. He didn't die on the cross to just get you in the race. He died on that cross so that you could finish it and finish it victoriously.
所以，同样的，耶稣把我们呼召他上十字架。把我们带到这个基督徒的天路旅程当中，不是为了让我们开始这趟旅程，而是我们依靠他，靠着他荣耀的能力，要去完成这趟旅程。
Do not quit the race.
不要放弃这个旅程。
Hey, let's go to that fourth discipline, and that is fix your eyes on the coach.
让我们来看第四条纪律，就是注目看教练。
That word, fix your eyes, is not just a quick glance, it's a focus on the coach in spite of all of the distractions around.
让我们来仰望耶稣，不是因为只有这一个目标，而是周围有很多的诱惑，即使在很多让你分心的事情上，你也要注目看耶稣。
And look at these facts about the coach that we serve.
来看一看我们所服侍的这个教练他的一些事实。
He is the author and the perfecter of our faith.
他是我们为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
That means that he is the one that trailblazes. He's the one that's run the race before us.
所以那意味着他曾经走过我们要走的这趟天路历程。
He shows us where to run the race because all we need to do is follow his pathway.
所以我们所要做的就是跟随他走过的这条路程。
It also says here that for the joy before him, he endured the cross.
所以这里还说到，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就忍受了十字架的苦难。
Ever complain about your race that it's hard?
你有没有曾经抱怨过你的这条路太苦了，太难了？
It wasn't as hard as Jesus's race.
你的路不可能比耶稣的路更难。
You know what? He knows every struggle that you're going through in your life.
你相信吗？耶稣知道你所经历的每一个挣扎，每一个难处，每一个挑战。
When you say, "I'm hurting, Coach," I want to give up.
当你想说主啊，我受伤了，我想放弃。
He says, "I know what that is. There was a time when I sweated blood because of my struggle."
耶稣说，我知道啊，曾经有一个时刻，我也在十字架上鲜血流出，我都知道你所承受的。
When you say, "Coach, I'm so lonely. I want to quit the race."
你说教练，我很孤单，我想放弃了。
He says, "I know what that's like. Do you ever have 12 of your closest friends betray you?"
耶稣说，我知道那是什么感觉。你曾经有十二个最亲密的朋友曾经背叛你吗
？Desert you at your greatest hour of need?
能够让你没有办法去满足你最需要他们的时候那个需要。
I'm tired, Coach. I just want to give up.
教练啊，我好累啊，我真的想要放弃了。
He says, "I know what it is. Pray, Lord, if you could take this cup from me, but not my will, but your will be done."
但是耶稣在克西马尼园曾经向天父祷告说，若你能够撤去这杯，主啊，但是不要照我的意思，照你的意思。
My mentor said this to me 50 years ago.
五十年前教我如何来正道的一个教练对我说过。
He said, "Scott, whenever you're preaching, 70% of the people in the audience are struggling with great pain.
他说，在你布道的这个在座的听众当中，接受的人当中，有70%都有人在挣扎，为一些事情，为一些罪挣扎。
I don't know your pain, but he does.
我不知道你们的这个伤痛是什么，但是耶稣知道。
Fix your eyes on Jesus.
注目看耶稣。
To run effectively, we have to aim at the finish line.
所以不管情况如何，我们眼睛要看着那终点线的耶稣。
Remember, don't lose heart.
记住，不要灰心。
I want to show a video clip. This is about a race that took place in another Olympic Games. This was in the 1992 Games in Barcelona.
我想给大家看92年啊，在巴塞罗那这个奥林匹克运动会当中一个短视频，大概两分半钟。
And this is a British runner. His name is Derek Redmond.
这是有关这个一个英国的一个年轻的这个长跑运动员，他叫德里克·雷蒙德。
And he was heavily favored to win the 400-meter race that day.
他其实是那年400米啊，这个跑步的这个非常热门的夺冠选手。
If we could share that video right now, that would be great.
请放一下这个视频。
That's halfway through the race. There we go.
At number 28, an Olympic image that if you watched it at the time, Barcelona 1992, will live with you forever.
Derek Redmond, the best form he's shown since he broke the British record. Kevin Hernandez has got Redmond to aim at, and so too in lane number three is Steve Lewis, but Redmond's got off very fast indeed, and so too is Ismail of Qatar. Down the back straight, he's the fractional leader. Bada of Nigeria has gone very quickly, and Redmond has broken down. He's on the track, kneeling down, and Derek Redmond, on his injury problem, the jinx has struck again.
whatever happens,
he had to finish, and I was there to help him finish. I intended to go over the line with him. We started his career together, and I think we should finish it together.
Derek finished that race.
他们最终一起完成了这场比赛，400米。
Holding on to his father.
德里克就是在他爸爸的搀扶下完成了这场比赛。
Together, both of them crossed the finish line.
他们一起越过了这个终点线。
If an earthly father responds that way.
如果一个天上一个地上的父亲都能够以这样的方式来回应。
What do you think your heavenly father will do when you fall in the race?
你觉得你天上的父亲怎么会来帮在你的人生旅程当中来回应来帮助你呢？
He will run out of the stands and he will help you to the finish line.
他会从这个比赛赛场人群当中走出来，会陪你一起走完这场比赛。
There is no failure in your life that can cause your Heavenly Father to stop loving you.
在你的人生当中，没有任何的失败会让天父离开你。
There is no stumble, there is no mistake, there is no sin in your life that can cause your Heavenly Father to turn his back on you.
在你的人生当中，不管是失败、任何的错误、犯罪，都不会让天父背对着你。
He's just waiting for you.
他只是在等你。
To say, Father, help me.
等你对他说，天父，帮助我。
That's our Heavenly Father.
这就是我们的天父。
And he wants every one of you in this room to finish the race strongly.
他希望在座的每一个人都完成这场比赛，是荣耀的完成。
If you've fallen down, he's going to pick you up.
如果你摔倒了，他会扶起你了。
And together, you can make it to the finish line.
和天父一起，你一定会完成这场旅程。
The invitation today, there's several different invitations.
今天我有很多邀请要对大家来说。
The first is to be encouraged.From the stories of the Bible of failures who finished well.
第一个邀请就是被圣经当中这么多的人物，他们人生当中有很多失败，被他们的榜样来激励。
The second is, it's time for us to own the sin that's hidden and get rid of it.
第二个就是我们要对那些隐藏的罪，我们能够愿意来承认我们有这些罪。
We need to get rid of those sins that are tripping us up.
就当我们能承认的时候，我们才有开始能够有能力去战胜它们。
The third is that we need to prepare ourselves. It's going to be a tough race that's in front of us.
第三个，我们要做好准备。天路历程不是一个简单的路，它是充满挑战。
But when we focus our eyes on Jesus, we will make it to the finish line.
但是当我们注目看耶稣的时候，我们一定能够完成这场比赛。
Lord, I pray for this congregation and ask that you would send your Holy Spirit now.
天父，我们为在座的全体的会众来祷告，求你的圣灵来帮助我们每一位。
Lord, we have all stumbled and fallen even multiple times over the past week.
主啊，我们在这过去的一周，哪怕一周的时间，我们有很多的跌倒，我们有很多犯罪的时候。
But we're so thankful for your grace and mercy and your forgiveness.
我们为你的恩慈、永不改变的爱、你的怜悯，我们献上感恩。
And we're just overwhelmed that you would run out of the stands and help us in our race.
我们何等的感恩能够你愿意随时随地的跑出这个观众席，你愿意来与我们一起。
Thank you for being a loving, compassionate Heavenly Father.
谢谢你，谢谢你自己是一个充满慈爱、永不改变的天父。
Amen.
Amen.